like a rainy day. I'm gonna cry like a rainy day.
Until the night my father died, married nearly 30 years, and his dying had been hard. I remember how the family came to share the grief, the tears, the pain, and how her friends all gathered round, and all the black-rimmed cars. The funeral was a large affair. The civic fathers all were there. And mother held up stoically. She never shed a tear. But everyone there understood that she had entered widowhood. And life would never be the same. Her status now was clear. And there were tears for the widow, tears for the widow, for the woman who had lost her love and must carry on alone. And mother now writes widow in the space on all the forms. It's part of her identity, like her grey hair or her name. My friend Amelia lost her love to cancer's slow and painful glove. The dying was no easier than my father's was back then. No black-rimmed cards came to her door, her grief and anguish all ignored, except, of course, the closest friends who tried to understand. Her lover was described by all as a single woman living well, a tragic loss for family, taken well before her time. When Amy left the funeral home, she travelled to the house alone and sat among familiar things and wept into the night. And there were no tears for the widow, no tears for the widow, for the woman who had lost her love and must carry on alone. And Amy still writes single in the space on all the forms, but she rages at the lie it tells and the loss that it ignores. And who can tell how many women live their lives in shadows, unrecognized, unsympathized, unseen and disallowed, who've lost not only lovers, but often hearth and home. For marriage is a special word and only meant for some. And there are no tears for the widows, no tears for the widows, for the women who've lost lovers and must carry on alone. And life goes on, but for them there is no space on any form. Yes, marriage is a special word and only meant for some.
It fell upon the Easter Sea, close by Bethnal Green. Pretty little seamstress lived in a house so mean. Her husband's name, it was McRae, and her own was Bryony. Her apron would not fit her, a family there would be. And in the quiet of the night, she dreamed a cruel her and take the child away. She woke in such a fright upon that dark and dismal day. In Bethnal on the Eustace morn, evil is abroad. When the sun has risen, come and knock upon the door. Don't you let him in, my dear. His name you first must learn. He is a noble soldier man. His name is called Redfern. On the floor lies poor McRae, all murdered in his gore. As Redfern turns to Bryony, a wiping of his sore, wiping off. He says, now no more shall you sow. I'll speak for you and your baby with but a single blow. And as he stepped up to her, the seamstress she did flee. All through the streets of Bethnal and to the rookery, she went into the bleeding house to hide herself away. But death was waiting there for her, just as the dream did say.
Brainerd Lakes Audubon Chapter is hosting a program on fishers and cougars this Wednesday evening, March 27th, 7 o'clock, at the Northern Arboretum in Brainerd. Wildlife biologist John Erb from the DNR will talk about the places these rarely seen mammals hang out and what we know about them so far. Dr. Erb has been coordinating wolf and fur bear population studies in Minnesota since 2001. The program is free and open to everyone. Again, that's the program on Fishers and Cougars this Wednesday evening, March 27th at 7 o'clock at the Northland Arboretum in Brainerd. Support for KAXE programming comes from Grand Rapids State Bank, a family-owned bank where decisions are made locally. Grand Rapids State Bank, helping the Grand Rapids area invest in the future. Online at grsb.com. You're tuned to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids.
Sadako was a baby when the cruel bombs were burning and the homes of Hiroshima turned to hell. But somehow she kept living and she seemed to laugh and play just like any little girl of 10. But lately she's complaining of dizzy spells and headaches and she's praying for an end to all these pains. And she hears the old folks whisper, "Your wishes will be granted if you make 1,000 paper cranes." Sadako, let me make a paper crane for you. Sadako, let me help to make your dreams come true. She doesn't wish for chocolate cakes or dolls with colored dresses as lovingly she folds each paper crane. The only prayer she whispers, may this sickness go away and poison bombs don't ever come again. Her hands are growing slower, but her hopeful heart is racing. She has made 600 cranes and 44. But the headaches keep returning, her fingers, they are burning. She whispers, "I just can't make any more." Sadako, let me make a paper crane for you. Sadako, let me help to make your dreams come true. The children leave the classroom, they're crowding round her bedside. They're making paper cranes with loving speed. Soon there'll be 1,000 and your wishes will come true. Sadako, are you smiling in your sleep? The pains of life are leaving and the only dream she's dreaming is a dream that bombs will never fall again. And that's the dream they carry as they gather at her graveside and gently place 1,000 paper cranes. Sadako, let me make a paper crane for you. Sadako, let me help to make your dreams come true.